We're here today talking about the Roles and Working Relationships reports to do with councillors and officers. I'm talking with Caroline Quigley. Caroline, just in general terms, what are you referring to here when we're talking about roles and responsibilities? What are the respective roles and responsibilities of councillors and officers?
Councillors and officers have different roles and responsibilities. In taking councillors first, they have a fairly complex role. So they have a responsibility to represent their ward and individual constituents, as well as provide leadership and direction for the council as a whole through setting council policy. They also have a responsibility for scrutinising delivery of policy. And officers are responsible for the bit in the middle, putting policy into practice. And some officers have additional responsibilities as set out in legislation, and these are called statutory officers. Officers are also responsible for providing professional advice and support to councillors.
Why are you focusing on this area in particular?
Well, through our audit work in the last few years, we've found that a lack of clarity about roles and responsibilities has led to poor working relationships and overall poor performance in councils. And good working relationships are central to performance, and being clear about roles and responsibilities provides that foundation for working relationships that are built on mutual trust and respect. And as councils face new challenges, it's increasingly important that all concerned are clear about who does what, when and how.
What did you find are the most important factors in getting this right? What does good practice in this area look like?
The most important factors in getting this right is ensuring that those involved in leadership, management and decision making are clear about their own roles and responsibilities and those of others. Training for councillors and officers is critical. It's also essential that councils maintain documents such as councillor and officer protocols, which clearly outline roles and responsibilities. And getting it right relies on experience, confidence, training, trust and respect. In some councils, working groups for councillors and officers have provided a useful forum for them to get together and talk about their work and develop that mutual understanding.
And what kind of problems can emerge if things are unclear, and what are the effects?
We found that councillors and officers generally understand their respective roles and responsibilities well and are clear about the boundaries. But while the principles are easy to understand, it can be difficult in practice. And some examples of problems include when councillors impinge on the officer's role by perhaps becoming involved in operational matters, and in the worst cases they may try and use their position to influence decisions that are the officer's responsibilities. On the other hand, when officers try to set council direction or policy or do not take account of councillors' views, this can also be problematic. And tensions can occur when there's this lack of clarity about roles, and that then impacts on working relationships, which in turn impacts on the performance of council.
So how can those problems be prevented?
By ensuring that councillors and officers are trained and have adequate training in their role and understanding the role of each other, having clear systems and processes in place, which we would call governance arrangements, to help them understand what the roles and responsibilities are, and by ensuring that there are mechanisms to help them work together and communicate with each other.
And do you have further advice and recommendations on this?
Well, we found that a lack of clarity about roles and responsibilities has an overall impact on performance. So we recommend that councils ensure that councillors and officers reflect on their understanding of their distinctive roles and ensure that any new councillors are provided with training and support to help them understand what their role involves. We also recommend that councils work with councillors to increase their awareness and understanding and use of governance procedures, and explain the purpose of some of these key documents and support them work in practice.
Caroline, thanks very much.